On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, a full Super Regional preview, including storylines, analysis, and crows to the series, and also some roster news from the men's basketball team. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 163 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And I hope my voice isn't too raspy. I'm sorry if it sounds a little raspy. I've been inhaling Canadian wildfire smoke for the last 2 days, something I never thought I would be saying in my life. Just a phrase I never thought I'd be saying. Thanks a lot, Canada. I'm looking outside. It's got an orange hue outside. I feel like I'm living on friggin' Mars here. Everything's outside orange. As if orange isn't an ugly color enough. Orange is a stupid color. I will remind you, and I will remind Mother Nature. Orange sucks. Go Cox. But what's going on, Gamecock Nation? Hope y'all are excited for a big, big weekend in Gamecock country. Going to get there in a little bit. Big time weekend, big time matchups coming up here. But before we get there, you already know that I have the handy dandy Gamecock calendar and a little bit of news to review. But first, I'm going to tease out a little announcement for the pod. This week, I was lucky enough to conduct my second athlete interview. I will be dropping that once baseball season ends and some of the dust settles. So hopefully not for some time, but just be on the lookout. I will be making the announcement and everything like that. Little teaser, it is someone on the football team currently. It was a great conversation. We talked about the finish that the team had last year, some of the goals that they have individually and collectively going forward, some insight on Coach Beamer and things he's done differently to rally the team and things like that. It was a very, very cool conversation. So be on the lookout for that. It was a big milestone for the podcast and hopefully the first of many. But let's jump into things here. I do have the handy dandy Gamecock calendar. And today we have a fact. Mackenzie Basil, second baseman for the South Carolina softball team, finished the 2021 season ranked number 4 in the SEC with a .419 batting average. Shout out, Mackenzie. That's impressive. To finish number 4 in the whole league, shout out. And shout out to the softball team. We watched that strong end of the year they had, so shout out to our softball team here. Now, there was a little bit of news from the week. It was from the men's basketball team. Fun to talk about those guys. They picked up a commitment from 2024 small forward Lance Piper. Now, originally, Lance was part of the 2025 class, but he is reclassifying. Lance is originally from New York, but has been playing high school in Pennsylvania. He is 6'6" and brings some good handles and some shot-making ability. And it's someone, it's nice, you know, he's the second member of the 2024 class for Lamont Paris. So you are seeing this in work where he has said you don't want to have to rely on the transfer portal. He's obviously leaned into it these last two cycles, more so out of necessity. And this last cycle did so very well out of the portal, but already seeing him build the pipeline as far as the high school ranks are concerned. And if you get a young man onto your team as a freshman and can get 2-3 years to develop him, there's nothing better than that, right? To see that growth year over year. So really cool to see. Welcome home, Lance Piper. Also, the men's basketball team is already back in the gym getting practices underway. Very cool to see. Cool videos coming out of their social media teams. And then the team also announced a summertime, I guess it's like an exhibition game, essentially, in the Bahamas in August. I mean, shoot. If I wasn't coming back from an international trip the week before, I would be, you better believe my butt would be in the Bahamas in August to go watch Carolina basketball. Hell yeah. Watch them and they go to the pool. That sounds really nice, actually. I need to get a beach vacation underway, but that's neither here nor there. I will not bother you with my vacation needs because that is really the only news outside of where all eyes are on Gamecock Nation from Gamecock Nation, and that is the baseball team as they are set to get the Super Regionals underway. I'm honestly just still so elated that we are truly in the Supers. It's just so cool to see. You know, I mean, we talked about that a lot. Like, this team needs to get to Supers. Supers are bust, a lot of people were saying. We're here now. And we're ready. The Gamecocks are taking on Florida and will be playing in Gainesville. All set up to be very intense, hard-fought matchup. These are two teams that are very familiar with each other. And one where, you know, South Carolina swept Florida earlier this year. So it's sort of a weird dynamic where, on one hand, you have the Gamecocks with that mental edge that they swept this team. They're going to hold that over Florida. But then on the other hand, you know that Florida is going to have revenge on their mind, especially now that the stakes are raised and it's at their place. But I mean, this is what we live for as sports fans, right? This is it. Big matchups in the postseason against a rival just makes it all the more better. It's going to be a blast. So the schedule of games here is Game 1, Friday at 6 p.m. Game 2, Saturday at 3 p.m. And then Game 3, if necessary, will be Sunday. That time is TBD. Obviously, that'll depend on how other games shake out, etc., etc. Both of those games, Friday and Saturday, I believe, are on ESPN2, so we don't have to deal with any BS purchasing or finding a sketchy stream and things like that. Just nice, normal TV. I feel like such an old man complaining about that, but it's true. So let's take a look at Florida. How did they get here? They currently have an overall record of 48-15 and went 20-10 in the SEC. After being swept by South Carolina, they had a very strong end to the season, which, you know, they were already a top team heading into that matchup with the Gamecocks. So really, all things considered from their perspective, a very strong year. In the Gainesville Regional, they did lose their second game, but ended up winning three in a row and defeated Texas Tech to win the region, hence why we are going on the road. They have a lineup with a lot of pop. You know, they got guys who can rake. Four guys hitting over 300. Six guys with an OPS over 900. They got a guy with, I think, 31 home runs. Something ridiculous like that. So they can rake for sure. Their pitchers might not have crazy low ERAs, but they have high strikeout rate, solid records from their starters, so they're going to be looking to bring that this series for sure. So, you know, all things considered, what is Florida? They are a very sound, balanced team. That's the kind of approach they bring, balance, and it's fared them well for the most part this season. So they are a very formidable opponent. But you know what South Carolina is bringing to this regional? Super regional, excuse me. It's a team that has risen from the ashes and is back to kicking ass and taking names. I mean, that's all I need. That's all I need. A team with energy, a team that's hot, a team that believes. Now, as far as the pitching rotation, the only piece of information I have seen right now is that James Hicks will be starting Game 1 Friday. And there's been a lot of discussion about this on social media, amongst fans and whatnot. What do you do? I agree with this call. James Hicks has pitched incredibly well the last two times you've asked him to do so in high-leverage games. So right now, he's hot. He's in a zone right now. I don't see how you don't trot him out there Game 1. Now, the question then becomes, what do you do with Will Sanders? So I think you put Hicks out there Game 1 with a very short leash, and that short leash leads to Will Sanders. If and only if it's early in the game and it's close. So if Hicks struggles early and Carolina is able to keep it close, right? Let's say you're only down by two or three, but Hicks is just doesn't have the command, high pitch count. It's the second or third inning, right? I think you can turn to Sanders then and say, shut down this team for us the rest of the way for the next three or four innings, right? Whatever it may be, and expect your team to take advantage, take the lead, and then you can hold it. If things get out of hand at some point in this game, maybe Hicks goes four or five innings, it goes sideways, I think you have to hold off on Sanders. And then I think you start him Game 2. But at some point, I mean, in an ideal scenario, Hicks is lights out for a long start, right? It's a three-game series. We need to see Will Sanders at some point in these first two games. So if Hicks is able to go long enough, deep enough, that you feel comfortable going to maybe a Matthew Becker, Kate Austin, you know, Nick Proctor to close out the game, fantastic. Well, then Game 2 needs to be Will Sanders on the mound starting to try and get you to Omaha. On the flip side, if Game 1 maybe doesn't go our way, Will Sanders has to be on the mound starting to try and push this thing to a Game 3. So that's my thinking behind it. I know there's some folks who would maybe want to hold off on Sanders until Game 2 regardless. I know there were some folks saying you go Sanders Game 1. I like Hicks on a lot of rest after two consecutive good starts. He's feeling good right now. He's good. He's experienced. I like him Game 1, but again, with a short leash. Don't be afraid to turn to Sanders because it's all precious. You can't F around and throw out someone in middle relief who you might not have full faith in. But, I mean, you know, this is it. This is for all the marbles, right? One series, two wins away from Omaha. These two teams have a lot of history when it comes to the postseason baseball, and just adds another chapter to this storied rivalry. It is weird, though. South Carolina baseball has not fared well at all when going down to Gainesville. The Gamecocks have not won a series in Florida since 2011. That fact is courtesy of Mike Gillespie. But you know what? What happened last year, or the year before that, or five seasons before that, does not impact what happens this weekend. Who cares of that stat? What happened in 2012, 2013, 2014? What does that have any inkling on what this team does this weekend? It doesn't. It's a weird fact. It just means Florida's a tough place to play. Just like Founders Park is a tough place to play. Florida has been consistently good. They're a good program. Doesn't mean it's impossible to win there. These teams have had battles. You know, the guys on our team, they can recognize that this is a big moment. They should recognize that Florida has a good team and it's going to be a challenge. But they need to take the field and focus on themselves and play our game. You know, bring that Gamecock baseball mentality of win anyway. Battle. This is the Super Regionals. It's not going to come easy. It's not supposed to. You're facing a good Florida team? Yeah, no crap. They would have been a good team regardless, a hot team regardless. You know, and because of that, I expect each game to be close and competitive. You know, both teams are built for this. They are built for the postseason. Both teams have managers with postseason experience. Both teams can hit the ball really well. Both teams have pitching that's gotten them this far. And it's just funny because this first game, it's really a scenario of, you know, something has to give, because you have Florida that had to win three in a row and fight off elimination in their own regional. So they're hot. They're feeling good. They were tested. But then you have Carolina, who simply just bullied their way through our own regional, a tough regional. So this first game could say a lot about how the series is going to go, but I would not be surprised if it goes three games. In fact, I would be very surprised if it goes less than. And so this is a moment for some of these Carolina players that have been the heart and soul of this team. And guys who, when they started this year, they had this round on their roadmap. A couple guys who, you know, maybe could have taken their chances at the next level, decided to come back with this in mind. You know, some of these guys who I'm looking at, Braylon Wimmer, Will Sanders, Cole Messina, they all come to mind, right? These are veteran guys that have to be the calm in the storm that there will be in Gainesville. On top of that, they got to bring their A game. So my crow to the Super Regionals, get Florida to dig deep into their bullpen. You know, what made the Gamecocks so impressive last round was their ability to extend innings, draw walks, keep rallies going, and knock the opposing team starter out of the game. So if Carolina can do that again, not only will it mean that there are plenty of scoring chances for this team because guys are on base, but it means that we are working counts, extending the pitch count for the Florida starters, and ultimately getting to their bullpen. And that's when we've seen this team is dangerous. When they can extend those rallies, getting on base in different ways, right? Drawing a lot of walks. Even, you know, we've a high hit-by-pitch rate, I feel like, as well, right? You want to force Florida's hand to make them trot out their third, fourth, fifth options out of the bullpen. Guys who are maybe more prone to making mistakes. And then South Carolina can take advantage of that with a good, experienced, deep lineup. I mean, this is going to be an intense couple of games, y'all. I mean, it really is. I'm very, very excited. I don't know if you could tell, like, I'm getting excited. I'm, like, locked in here. All right? I'm also very, very nervous. I'm stressed. But we are only two wins away from Omaha. Now, they're not going to come easy, right? This is going to be a challenge for the boys, right? This is going to be a fight. But I believe that they are up to it. And I believe that if they play up to the standard that we know they can, that we have just seen them do for the last three games, they're a pretty damn hard team to beat. And I understand that the last time we played Florida was in our place, not postseason, right? But this is a team that they should look at and say, hey, we've beaten these guys. We can do this. It doesn't mean it's going to happen the same way it did. But to lean on that and say, hey, we've faced these guys. We've done well against these guys. When we're playing our best, we're hard to beat. The team that was rolling through the SEC earlier in the year, that's the team that I'm looking at now. Healthy, feeling good, rested. It's going to be a good one. Buckle up. Keep the faith. I got faith in our boys, man. Go Cocks. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cocks.